我们也同有点祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
一次过一次，你把我们带到你自己的面光的底下。
Time after time, you bring us under your countenance.
因为你是说话的神。
Because you are God who speaks.
你从前跟人说了许多的话。
You spoke many words before.
现在你还是要向人说话。
And today you still speak to me.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你给我们看见。你从前所说的话，就是你今天要说的话。
You let us see that the words you've spoken before are the words that you need to speak today.
因为在你没有改变。
Because there's no change in you.
并且你是守约施慈爱的神。
And you are the God who keep your covenant and merciful.
说你从前所说的，到如今你仍然看，那些是现在的事。
And what you've spoken before, you regard them as the things that are today.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你是这样的，常把我们摆在这一份的恩典的地位上。
That you have always placed us in this position of grace.
外面的时间可以过去。
Time can pass away.
我们在你面前的时间却是很久不变。
But our time before you will last forever.
所以每次读你的话的时候。
So every time when we read your word.
你都向我们说出，你要我们明白，也要我们不住的去认识，去操练。
You always want us to understand and to practice and to learn.
那叫我们能非常是熟悉，我们怎样活在你的面前。
So we are
叫提，叫你得着满足的喜乐。
So that we are familiar of how to live before you and cause you to have joy and satisfaction.
主，晚上我们到你面前来仰望你的时候，
Lord, this evening when we look to you,
求你借着圣灵把我们领进这一份丰富的荣耀的恩典里。
We ask that through the Holy Spirit you lead us into this abundant grace.
让我们懂得怎样活在你的面前，
讨、so、we know
你的喜悦。
How to live before you and to please you.
来显明你的所事和所作。
And to show forth who you are and what you do.
让所有属你的人灵里的释放。
So all those who belong to you will be set free in the spirit.
不属你的人，他们的心窍给打开，来渴慕追求认识你。
And for those who don't know you, the understanding will be opened up so they will have a longing and to pursue after you. We thank you, Lord.
因为你实在是我们的主。
Because you're truly our Lord.
我们仰望你。
We look to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
感谢主，我们今天从111篇开始来看诗篇。
And thank the Lord this evening, we'll begin with Psalm 111.
我们已经进到了第五卷。
And we have entered into book 5.
弟兄姊妹也已经知道了，一进到第五卷的时候，整个的内容就起了一个好大的变化。
And as brothers and sisters already know, as we enter into book 5, the content has made a big turn.
从第一卷到第四卷，那神好像是给我们从个人的学习一步一步的走进神那荣耀的丰富里。
And from book 1 to book 4, it seems like God is bringing us from individual learning into His glorious abundance.
等到第五卷的时候，
As we enter into book 5,
神就把他在我们身上做工的那一个永远的旨意如何成就在我们的身上，那个路是怎么走。
And God is showing us how to, or the path to the eternal will of His.
因此我们一到了第五卷的时候，你看到整个的内容一直是在神的光里，让我们回到神的面前，与神面对面的，在那里有交通。
So as we enter the book 5, we see that it's all under God's light, and we can enter into presence, His presence, to see Him face to face.
我们已经看了几篇第五卷的。
And we've already started a few psalms in book 5.
弟兄姊妹也已经知道了 那一个内流的中心点是在哪里
Verses already know where is the focal point of this, this book.
那一开始就已经领我们到一个学习里面去做一个敬拜赞美神的人。
And from the very beginning, it let us learn the lesson to learn to become someone who praise and worship God.
111篇这一段时间。
So when we enter to Psalm 111,
我们发觉111篇、112篇、113篇，他们这三篇虽然是分在三篇。
So we see that even though Psalm 111, 112, and 113 are divided into three.
但是你实在看见他在那里讲一件事。
But you truly see that they're all talking about one thing.
虽然是讲一件事。
Even though it's one thing.
但是他又好像是按照神的工做工的那个次序来把这在这一段里头说出了。你们为什么该这样做?
But it is according to the order of God's work, they tell us why we need to do things such a way.
所以弟兄姊妹，你读第三这三篇的时候，你发觉那个诗篇一起，每一篇诗篇的起头都是那句话。
So when we read these three psalms, we'll see the beginning of each psalm is this sentence.
然后你看到底下的内容呢，就是说出为什么你们要接受第一句话。
And then the content that follows tells us why we have to accept this verse first.
那么所以我们先来看看这三篇里面第一句话是说什么。
So let us see what is the first verse in these psalms.
弟兄姊妹，你一看了就很清楚。
And verses you're very clear. Because these are not complicated words.
都是很浅白的话。
And those are very simple words.
你一看到你就知道你该怎么做。
As soon as you see them, you know what you ought to do.
但是问题是说,
But the issue is,
你怎么可以这样做?
How are you able to do this?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在这三篇里面，神让我们来到一个很严肃的学习里。
God caused us to enter into this very, very solemn lesson.
因为这三篇里边那一个主题啊，是把我们带到神的永远的旨意完成的那个时候。
Because the theme of these three psalms are to lead us into the completion of God's eternal will.
而我们这是跟随主的人，你知道，你跟随主到终点是怎么一个话是？是怎么一回事?
So for us who follow the Lord, they let us see what is the end of our following the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你留意这三篇第一句话。
Take note of the first verse of these three songs.
你们要赞美耶和华。
Praise the Lord.
112篇，你们要赞美耶和华。
Psalm 112, praise the Lord.
第三篇。
Psalm 113.
你们要赞美耶和华。耶和华的仆人啊，你们要赞美耶和华。
Praise the Lord, praise all servants of the Lord.
你留意这三篇里面，一开始就是说这句话。
Take note, all these three psalms begins with this verse.
为什么说这句话呢？
Why would it be this verse?
因为我们了解到第五卷，它整个来说就是把我们从平凡的那一种属灵的生活一直提升到最高的那个属灵生活的点。
Because in book 5, it brings us into ordinary spiritual life to the highest point, to the apex of a spiritual life.
所以你看到第五章最末了的时候，也就是说诗篇最末后的那一段那几卷书。
So as we go into the last few chapters of book 5, which is the last few psalms in the
book. 我这是告诉你说你们要赞美耶和华。
Not only do they tell you need to praise the Lord.
并且说出整个的赞美是怎么一回事。
But it also tells us what is this praise about.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那如果用简单的话来说。
If we use simple words to describe them.
他说你们要赞美耶和华。
It says praise the Lord.
听见的人头一个反应，很会是这样。
Those who hear this, the first reaction will be like this.
属神的人或者不属神的人， 总会有那个起初的反应。
Whether those who belong to the Lord or not belong to the Lord, the initial reaction would be like this.
为什么我要赞美耶和华？
Why should I praise the Lord?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这三篇就给我们看到，你为什么要学习赞美耶和华？
These three Psalms tell us why we need to learn to praise the Lord.
但是你看下去的时候呢？
But as you read on,
你看到它不仅是一段一段一段的把我们提升起来。
You see that not only is step by step that raise it up.
你也看见神在历史上做工的手和他所做的工也在那里按照次序摆出来。
And you will see that the hand of God's work and His work according to history, they're in order laying out for us to see.
我简单先把这三篇诗篇的那个每一篇主要的历史背景是什么。
And now,
调通给弟兄姊妹。
First share with brothers and sisters, briefly the historical background of these three Psalms.
110篇它整个历史的背景是以色列做主。
Psalm 111, the historical background is that Israel is the main character.
第112篇呢，那一个历史背景呢，是以全地的人做主。
And for Psalm 112, the historical background is that all the men of the earth would be the main characters.
那然后到113篇。
And then when it comes to 113,
如果我们要看他那个中心点的那一个历史的时候，
if we want to look at the focal point of the history,
你非常清楚看到，
and very clearly you will see
一个成熟的教会，
a mature church.
那然后从这三篇的那一个所发表出来的事情，让我们去学习你为什么要赞美耶和华。
And through the things that are expressed in these three psalms, let us learn why we should praise the Lord.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那我们就按照这样的一个方向来留意，来留意里面所提到的事情。
So according to this direction, we'll take note of the things that are mentioned here.
我们看第十一篇的时候。你就看到，你们要赞美耶和华，我要在正直人的大会中，并公会中一心称谢耶和华。耶和华的作为，喜比本为大。
In Psalm 111 it says, Praise the Lord, I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart, in the company of the upright and in assembly,
where
are the works of the Lord. So as we read these words, we'll understand them.
你不需要特别去留意它里面有什么东西隐藏着没有说出来。
And we don't have to pay special attention to find out what's hidden in these words.
但是却引出一个结果呢？这个结果是蛮重要的。
But they bring forth a result or this ending which is quite important.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主的话在这里借着这个说话写诗歌的人说，他要称颂耶和华。
And the words of the Lord through the psalmist to say that we ought to praise the Lord.
为什么呢？
And why is that?
因为他的作为本为大。
Because his works are great.
因为神所做的事情是非常非常的大而丰富而荣耀而充实。
And because the works of the Lord are great and glorious and abundant.
但是神这些事情在什么光景的底下显明在人的中间呢？
But under what circumstances are these works of the Lord manifested among men?
有一个条件。
There's a condition.
你如果心并不向着神的呢，人家怎么说你都会听不见。
If your heart is not toward the Lord, no matter what people say, you cannot hear.
但如果我们的心是向着神的话呢？
If our hearts are toward the Lord,
神的话一解开，一点一点，我们里头就明白。
When the words of the Lord are opened up bit by bit, then we'll understand.
我们常常碰到许许多多信主的弟兄姊妹。
And quite often we'll come across some brothers and sisters.
交通起他们蒙恩得救的事的时候呢，就很容易就 发, 发现这种光景。
And when they share upon how they are saved, and very easily will find this condition.
甚至连我们自己也是这样走过来的。
And even for ourselves, this is how we walk in the past.
什么事呢
？And what is that?
因为当神所做的事情显明出来的时候。
Because when God's works are manifested,
我们一点都不了解神的心思里头所存的意念是什么。
And we have no idea what is the heart desire in God's heart.
那所以呢，你就留意到那里边就说了。
So we see what's said in here.
这个人他要赞美耶和华。
This person wants to praise the Lord.
他不仅是一个人在那里赞美耶和华。
Not only is that one person praising the Lord.
他要在正直人的大会。
Is in the company of the upright and in the assembly.
会众里。
And also in the assembly.
你就看到了。
Then you see.
这个人是在那些和神有了一点正常关系的人中间，他就做一件事情。
So this person among those who have a normal relationship with God, he would do this one thing, which is to praise the Lord.
那为什么呢？
And why is that?
因为耶和华的作为很伟大，很有恩典，很有丰富。
Because the works of the Lord are great and abundant and graceful.
正因为是神做的事情是这样
，and because this is how the Lord works，
所以就引出
，and it brings forth，
接上去的那一个受吸引的人里面的光景
，the condition within this person who are drawn，
凡喜爱的都必考察
，they are studied by all who delight in them。
凡喜爱耶和华的人都喜欢小查。
And those who delight in the Lord would like to study.
小查什么？
What are they studying?
小查耶和华的作为本为大。
To study that the great are the works of the Lord.
当他们这样去考察的时候。
And as they study.
他们就发觉神所做的。的确是奇妙。
They find that the work of the Lord is truly wonderful.
的确是满了恩典。
It's truly full of grace.
的确是充满了神自己的荣耀和丰富。
And truly full of God's riches and abundance.
这些荣耀丰富的一切的美事是神自己本身才有的。
And all this grace and abundance and glory is only owned by God.
但现在神把他本身所有的来分给仰望等候他的人。
But now God is sharing what he has to those who looked to him and wait for him.
所以当我们跟神的恩典多接触一点的时候，有一个反应在我们这一边是很正常的。
So as we encounter more of God's grace, there is a normal reaction on our side.
你会考察神所做过的事。
That you will study what God has done.
你会考察我们这一个人让神的工作把我做到一个什么地步，可以时刻的活在神的面前。
And you will study how this person can be worked in by God and to such a point that you can praise him.
你留意到这里，文字上好像是很平凡，也没有什么特别。
And you might think that in terms of the words, they are very ordinary, not very special.
但是在许许多多信主的人的身上，就是一个很实际的经历。
But for many who believe in the Lord, this is a very real experience.
我不知道弟兄姊妹们，你们每一个人得救的经历是怎么走过来的。
And I don't know each brother and sister's experience of being saved.
每一个人都有每一个人那个经历的背景。
Everyone has his or her background of being saved.
但是有一个原则性的东西在哪里。
But there is one principle.
你起初听到福音的时候
，When you first heard the gospel，
你起初听到神的事的时候
，When you first heard about the things of God，
我问你是拒绝还是接受
？Let me ask, do you reject it or do you accept it？
我 这个话也是包括很好些方面。
And these words include many aspects.
非常微小的人听见就接受。
And only very few, once they hear the gospel, they will accept it.
绝大部分的人听见就不要接受。
But most people, after they hear it, they would not accept it.
啊，为什么他们不听见了不接受，那些人听见也接受呢？
And why is that? Some would hear and not accept, and some would hear and accept it.
那就要看他接触这一位神的时候是怎么开始。
And then it will be depending on how it starts when they encounter this God.
这几天以来我一直看基督学房的明上半年的新同学的申请入学的资料。
And these last few days I've been reading about the information of those who apply forAcademy of Christ.
那时候我就发现一件事。
And then I discovered one thing.
其实不是现在才发现。
Actually, I didn't just find out now.
在前一两年还开始我就发现。
Even a couple of years ago, I already discovered this.
我好像跟弟兄姊妹提过。
I think I've shared with brothers and sisters before.
在最早一些年的时候。
Quite a few years ago.
那些来报名参与学习的同学们。
Those who apply for Academy of Christ.
特别是在中国。在华北以上的这个地区的人
especially in the northern part of China
他们信主的经过是他们碰到了一些难处或者是疾病或者是一些反正就是一些难处了
and when they believed in the Lord it's because they have encountered some kind of difficulties it could be illnesses
疾病是其中一样被鬼附是另外的一样还有其他
and it could be ill or they could be possessed and there are other reasons
他们遇到这些事的时候
so, as they encounter these things
他们就按照平常一般人的习惯去寻求那些拜偶像的方法来应付
and it's according to what many other people would do they would seek out idols to worship
但是他比如说把我们自己所有的财产都花光了那些我们所寻求的那些办法没有一样发生功效
but they said that after they spend all the money and none of the things that they try to do would work
就在他们绝望的时候
as they are in despair
他们就碰到了一些信主的亲戚或者朋友
and they come across some relatives or friends who are believers
给他们传讲福音
and they preach the gospel to them
他们在那一个时候是存着一个什么心思来寻找主呢
and what kind of attitude they had at that time to seek after the Lord
试试看
They have this attitude of just giving it a try.
我们什么方法都用过了。
We have tried everything else.
但是信耶稣这个事情我们没听过。
But to believe in Jesus, we've never heard of this.
他能不能带给我们所要所求的呢
？And can he bring what we want, what we ask of?
他们说，因为有一件事情他们要尝试一下。
And they said that that's one thing they want to try.
因为你其他去拜偶像那些东西都要花钱。
Because if you worship idols or any other things, you have to spend money.
不用花钱。
And but if you just listen to the gospel, you don't have to spend any money.
去试试看。
So that's why they think they'll try it out.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
给他们一试就试出这一位才是又真又活的神。
As they give it a try, they find out this is the only true and living God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们每一个人都多少经过一些挣扎，才会在主的面前俯下来说：“主啊，我要你。”
And for all of us, each of us, we will go through some kind of struggle. Then we will submit before the Lord and say that, Lord, I want to have you.
我接受你做我的主。
And I will accept you as my Savior.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
那这是那个起头。
And this is the beginning.
但是。走过了这个起头呢
But after going through this beginning,
我们就慢慢的会发觉
Gradually we will find out
神所做的事情在我们身上绝对不是 只有那么一点点。
The work of God in us is absolutely not just limited to this one.
而约拿神有一个好重，有一个很，他自己有个很重要的那个安排和计划。
God has a very important arrangement and plan.
那个主角就是我们这些人。
And the main characters are us.
他要把我们领进这一个荣耀丰富里。
He is to lead us into this glorious abundance.
但是事实上，我们对神的认识是非常浅薄。
But actually, our knowledge about God is very superficial.
对神所做的事情也不大了解。
And we don't quite understand God's work.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
在我们信主，经过了一点点时间，经历到主是那位又真又活的神的时候。
As we believe in the Lord, after a little bit of time, we experience He is the true and living God.
在我们里面就有一个羡慕。
And there's a desire within us.
我要更多的认识神的事。
That I want to know more of God's things.
所以我现在说的是来参加基督学堂的那些弟兄姊妹们他们所走过的一段路。
And even though I'm just mentioning about those experience of the brothers and sisters who are applying for academic Christ.
但是其实他们所经历的那个原则在我们每一个人身上都多多少少有那么一些相同的事情。
But actually what they have experienced is quite similar to what we have experienced.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
当你一跟主接触过了以后
As you encounter the Lord.
有人快一点。
And some people might be faster.
有人慢一点。
Some people are slower.
但是不管他是快快慢慢。
But whether it's slow or fast.
你渐渐的从里面有一个催促。
And gradually you have this urging within you.
你要更多的去认识神的事。
That you want to know more about God's things.
你怎么会有这样的一个催促呢？
And why would you have this urging within?
原因就是。
The reason is.
我们跟主中间的这个关系调和的正常了。
That our relationship is reconciled properly between God and us.
越慢慢慢慢的发觉，神所做的事情，做在我这个人身上的事情，有很多的奥秘和恩典的显明。
Then gradually you find out the work God is doing within us is full of grace and mystery.
那结果就怎么样呢
？And then what happened?
正常的情形来说
，under the normal circumstances，
就引动我们数算神的恩典。
It will cause us to count God's blessings.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，一提起数算神的恩典，这的确是一件大事。
And brothers and sisters, as we mentioned, counting God's blessings is a truly a great matter.
但是对许多神的儿女来说，好像不是什么意思。一件什么重要的事
But for many children of God, it seems like it's not such an important thing.
但主的话给我们留意的
But the word of God, let us see.
你如果跟主那个关系接上的时候，你会产生一个要考察神的事。
If you're connected with God, and this thing will happen, which is you want to study about the matters of God.
我用通俗的话来讲。
And to put in general terms.
在神的儿女们中间，或者在各个地方的教会里也好。
Among God's children or among many local churches.
常常会有一个特别的聚会的安排，叫做感恩聚会。
And very often there will be a special arrangement for meeting, which is called the Thanksgiving meeting. What is a Thanksgiving meeting?
当然，你按照这个实际的光景来说，数算神的恩典。
According to the real condition, it is to count God's blessing.
不是数算我经过的一些什么事。
It's not to count what I have experienced.
而是在那里数算神在我身上。做了一个什么，做了一些什么事。
But it's to count what the God has done in me.
那这些事情在一般人的眼中看来，或者是不可能，或者是根本不会发生。
And these things in other people's eyes may seem impossible or could not have happened.
但是却发生在我身上。
But it has actually happened in me.
那我怎么走过来的
？So how did I walk through this path?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们走过去并不太容易。
It's not easy for us to walk this way.
感谢主，
我走过了。That I have walked through it.
那在你走过的这个事上面，你发觉了为什么 许多人走不过，我起初也走不过，现在我走得过来了。
And then after you walk you experience this matter, you might think, how come other people cannot do it? And in the beginning, I cannot do it, but I did it.
你就很清楚地看见神恩典的作工。
And very clearly you see it is the grace of God at work.
那因此我们对神的事情就发生了一个爱慕的心。
So this is how we have a desire for God's matter.
而我们叫神寻找更多明白认识经历神所要做的事。
And we want to seek after an experience to understand what God has done.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
当你一活进这样的一个追求里的时候，
As you live in such a pursuit,
你不能不成为一个会赞美神的人。
You cannot but to become someone who knows how to praise the Lord.
因为弟兄姊妹，你晓得，凡所有经历这样的事情的人，他们所遇见的事情都不是平平凡凡的事。
And because, my sister, you see that all those who have experienced such things, these things are not ordinary.
而是比较重要的事。
And it's a rather important things.
一般人都不太容易解决得来的事。
For the matters that are easily solved by others.
但是你摆到主的面前。
But when you lay them before the Lord.
你仰望主。主的扶持和怜悯。
And you look for the mercy and grace from the Lord. And the Lord would lead you through. We thank the God.
那因此当你读到这一句话的时候，凡喜爱什么呢？喜爱耶和华的作为的呢，都必考察。考察的结果是什么呢？神是尊荣和威严，他的公义存到永远。他行了大事，使人纪念，耶和华有恩惠有怜悯。第三就说到一些具体神做在人中间的一些事情。
Yeah, we just read from verses 2 to 4, and then what follows are the practical matters that the Lord is doing among men.
因为在你在不可能的环境里头，不可以有的那种光景的里头，你尝到。神在那里怎么叫你的短缺得到补充，叫你的愁苦得以解开，叫你的重担可以挪开。
And because it is under some impossible circumstances that you have experienced that God has provided for your need and He turned your sorrow into gladness.
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
那当我们一看到这里的时候，
well, as we see it here,
你就轻轻地摸到了以色列的历史了。
And you can lightly touch upon the history of Israel.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为你往下去看，你就看到这样的一个事实。
Because if you continue to read on, you'll see this fact.
神在人身上做工以前。
Before God starts working in men.
神先和人立约。
God first established this covenant with men.
弟兄姊妹，这是很有意思的哈。
Verses, these are very meaningful words.
你从创世纪一直看到。启示录末了。
From the book of Genesis to the end of Revelation,
你都看到神要在人身上做工的时候，神是先给人应许。
And you will always see that before God works in man, God first gives His
promise. 神要让人知道人神要在人上做什么工。
God wants man to understand what kind of work He is to do.
人的被造是一个大事。
It is a great matter of man's creation.
人本身一点都不知道。
Man did not know about this.
弟兄姊妹，在你我没有认识主以前。
And before you and I know the Lord.
你知道为什么世上有你这个人啊？
Do you know why you exist in the world?
你没有办法知道。
You have no way of knowing.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
那么当我们认识主了以后。
After we know the Lord.
我们看到神和人中间那个关系。
And we see the relationship between God and man.
起初就起初在神与人立约。
And it begins with the covenant established by God with men.
弟兄姊妹，你记得启示录的时候，记得那个创世纪的时候。
And verses, if you remember in the book of Genesis.
神说我要造人了。
God said, I will create man.
为什么要造人呢？
Why does he want to create man?
神就说出了。
And God said,
我要他们像我。
I want them to be like me.
我要他们能分享我的权柄。
I want them to share off my authority.
去管理万有。
To reign over all.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
神就是这样给了一个应许，说的宣告了一个事实。
This is how God gave the promise and made a proclamation.
但是我们也知道前面所继续发生的事。
And we all know what happens next.
人迷糊了，不跟随主的安排了。
And man was lost and did not follow the plan of God.
那么既然不跟随神的安排
So since they did not follow the plan of God,
那神怎么处理呢
What was God to do?
当然有两个方法
And of course there are two ways.
第一个方法放弃他
The first is to give him up.
那这是很干脆的
And that's very simple.
第二个方法呢
The second way.
神又用他自己新的安排来挽回他们
God would use a new arrangement to redeem them.
弟兄姊妹，当你看到这些事的时候
And brothers, when you see these things,
你没有办法说服当人给从伊甸园给赶出来以前
And you can overlook before man was cast away from the Garden of Eden The two things that God proclaimed、
第一件事情就是用牲畜的皮来遮盖人的羞耻
And first thing is to use the skin of an animal to cover up the shame of man
第二件事
The second thing
要应许女人的后裔来释放一切被捆绑的人
As to promise the seed of the woman was set free of all those who were in bondage We thank the Lord
你看到神做工以前一定给人有一个应许
And we see that God always give a promise before he works
应许来领着人走上那条蒙承受恩典的路
And it's according to God's promise He leads men to walk in His path of grace
111篇了重在以色列的背景
And we say that Psalm 111 is The focus is on Israel
那这个我们就先留意了
So let's first take note of this
为什么重在以色列的背景
Why is the emphasis on Israel?
因为当神要拯救人的时候第一个在团体里边做工是做在以色列的这个系统里
Because when God was to save man, the first corporate, this corporate is Israel that he wants to work on the system first.
当然从起头来看是亚伯拉罕一个人。
And of course, at first, it is Abraham himself.
但是神是要从亚伯拉罕造出一个实体。
But it's from Abraham, God wants to create this entity.
那所以借助亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各就带出以色列。
So through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they bring forth Israel.
以色列一摆出来的时候，神就说：“我跟你们立约。”
And when Israel exists, God said that I would establish a covenant with you.
立什么约呢
？What kind of covenant？
在起初的时候，神没有明说。
In the beginning, God did not explain it very clearly.
不过神在那里，在那里。已经借着雅各的口，在他临终以前的宣告神要做什么。
But it's through the mouth of Jacob before he passed away, God was there to proclaim.
是把十二个支派都包在里头。
Is to include all 12 tribes.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
以色列成型了。
And this is how Israel was formed.
但是以色列怎么能从这一个与神那个关系不太和谐的世界的里边给释放出来
And how is Israel set free from this world who did not have a harmonious relationship with God?
那就是他们出埃及的历史
Which is the history of them leaving Egypt
他们进到埃及
As they entered to Egypt
在埃及受了许许多多的难为
And they suffered much in Egypt
神的话能够说你们在埃及的时候就是奴隶
And even God's word said that when you were in Egypt you were slaves
现在我要领你们出来
Now I will lead you out
把你们领到我应许给你们祖宗的那个应许的地方
I will lead you into the promised land that I promised to your forefathers
就是这段历史你在这里看到了
So you can see this part of history here
神要用着他们
God was to use them.
你留意第五节当中那里开始。
Take note of the words in verse 5.
他必永远纪念他的约。
He will remember his covenant forever.
他向百姓显出大能的作为。 把外邦的地赐给他们为业。
He has made known to his people the powers of work of his work in giving them the heritage of the nation.
然后就传给他们律法。
And then he gave them the laws.
律法一传出以后。
After the law is passed down.
这里又很确实地说出。
And here speak of it very concretely.
他的信词都是确实的。
That his precepts are sure.
是永永远远坚定的，是按诚实、正直、舍利的。他向百姓施行救赎，命定他的约，直到永远。
And we just read verses 8 and 9.
那弟兄姊妹，我们该留意的，这里说到以色列的时候，他说我的百姓。
And let's take note when it mentions about Israel, it says it's my people.
那你就晓得，那如果我们读圣经读的细一点的话，你知道，当神说到神和人的关系的时候。
And if we read the Bible carefully, when God mentions about his relationship with men,
在旧约的日子，神所提到的属他的人就是我的百姓。
In the days of the Old Testament, God mentions about his people, those who belong to him is his people.
你从字面上来就知道，哦，这一批人是属神的。
And even from the words, we know that this group of people belong to God.
所以在旧约里边，你提到神跟以色列的时候是我的百姓。
So in the Old Testament, whenever it mentions about Israel, it is referred to my people.
以色列人是神的百姓。
And because the Israelites are God's people,
就产生了外邦人的那一个领会。
Then we will have the term of the Gentiles.
所以犹太人到现在为止。他们仍然存着这个意念，我们是神的选民，你们不是。
So even for the Jews today, they have this idea of we being the chosen people of God and you are not.
不扯出去。
But we won't go too far.
我们就看到在这一段时间里边，神用着以色列的那个历史来说出他做了什么大事，做了什么稀奇的事，并且神所做的事情有他自己立约。的事实来做一个依据，做凭证。
So from this history, we want to see what great things and wonderful things that God has done and how he do all these things based on his covenant.
正因为神做了那么许多的事情。
And because God has done so many things.
就让人认识到从神的所做所显明的神的所事就认定了神的名是可敬畏的。
So for men to understand through God's work, to know who he is, and to know that the Lord is to be feared.
就引出一个非常重要的宣告在这里。
And here it brings forth a very important proclamation.
可以说神是借着以色列的历史来向全地的人宣告一个非常严肃的事。
And we can put it this way, it is through the history of Israel, God is to proclaim to all people about one very important matter.
什么事呢?
And what is that?
开始的时候说你要敬赞赞美耶和华。
In the beginning it says praise the Lord.
那赞美耶和华这个事情引出一个很严肃的光照。
And this matter of praising the Lord gives us a very solemn enlightenment.
因此你会敬赞美耶和华。
Because you know to praise the Lord.
因为你知道耶和华是谁。
Because you know who the Lord is.
你也知道耶和华在人的中间做了什么的工。
And you also know what the Lord has done among men.
那因此你跟神的那一份感情呢，就不是只是一个关系的关系，这样的一个关系。
So what you have between you and God is not just an ordinary relationship.
而是你我是给连引到神的面前与神联合的那一个最初的阶段。
But this is the initial stage of us being led before God to be united with Him.
那所以111篇呢，那个结那。你这一段话的结果是怎么说呢？
So what is the conclusion of all those words in Psalm 111?
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
凡遵行他命令的是聪明人。
A good understanding have all those who do his commandments.
把这个又真又活的神摆出来。
And lays out this true and living God. And to confirm this.
耶和华是永远待在当站内的。
That his praise endures forever.
但是可以说十一篇许多的话就归纳在最末了的这一节圣经里。
So we can say that all these words in Psalm 111 summarize in the last verse.
你要懂得耶和华是谁。
You need to know who the Lord is.
你敬畏他。
And you fear him.
因为你不敬畏神的时候。
Because if you don't fear the Lord.
那你就我们用比较我们熟悉的话来讲你就是永远的活在那一个吃了分别希望善恶树上的果子的人的那种情形里。
If you don't fear the Lord, use the words that we're familiar with. You will forever live under the condition of those who have eaten of the tree of good, knowledge of good and evil. You will think that you are wise.
但是实际上你和神完全脱了节。
But you're totally disconnected with God.
但是你会敬畏耶和华。
But if you know how to fear the Lord.
你认他是主。
And you acknowledge him as the Lord.
你接受他做你的主。
And you accept him as your Lord.
你决定了一切的事物，我要跟着他的意思来做我的依据。
And for all things, you will base your decision on his will.
那用属灵的话来怎么说呢？
And using spiritual terms.
我不再一个依靠自己的人。
I'm no longer depending on myself.
我也不信任我自己能做大事的人。
And I'm not someone who trusts myself to accomplish much.
而如今我活得有指望，有喜乐，有平安。
And today I live in hope and joy and peace.
有安稳。
And I am secure.
这不是我的技巧。或是我的学习，或是我的社会地位所造成的。
And it's not because of any of my accomplishment, my education or position in the world.
这怎么会有的呢？
But why would I have these?
我想这种事情就才很有意思。
I think this is a very interesting thing.
你说掌握了世界上财富的人，他们并不喜乐。
And many who has wealth, have wealth in the world, they are not joyous.
他们的生活内容是可以很丰富。
And the life can be very abundant.
但是他们里面没有平静安稳。
But within them, there's no peace and rest.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
反而你碰到一些好像很微小的人。
On the other hand, you might come across someone who are insignificant.
他们平静安稳。
They have joy, peace and rest. And why is that?
区别在哪里？
What's the difference?
那些人所依靠的是地上的财富。
Because,
和地位。
Because those people, what they rely on is the wealth and position in the world.
这些人他们所依靠和指望的是神的自己。
But this group of people, what they rely on and the hope is in God himself.
如果我们能被带到一个地步认识耶和华。
And if we can be led to this point to know the Lord.
神的话在这里印证说是智慧的开端。
And here God's words prove that this is the beginning of wisdom.
但是不是说你已经有了智慧。
But it's not to say that you already gain wisdom.
只是告诉你说这是智慧的开端。
But it only tells you this is the beginning of wisdom.
你会懂得敬畏他。
That you know to fear him.
你就会慢慢慢慢地认识他更多。
Then you gradually know him more.
知道他更多。
And to know about him more.
你认识他整个的在万有当中的安排是什么。
And then you will know what his plan is among all things.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这个才叫做智慧。
This is called wisdom.
我常常提到这个事情。
A lot of times I will mention about this.
人不认识耶和华的时候
，When man does not know the Lord，
他们肯定是用自己的技巧和自己的知识和自己的成就来做他们为人的那个目标、根据和夸耀。
And for sure, they will use their own wisdom, the ability, the accomplishment as the goal and as what they can boast of.
比方说。
For example,
在课程的研究上面，许许多多的 经费都摆在怎么研究太空的事情。
And in the science realm, there are a lot of expenses spent on a matter of the space.
从研究太空的事情去认识啊，这个物质的世界是怎么形成的。
And from studying the matters of the space to learn about how material things are formed.
这是他们所说的理由。
And these are the reasons.
不过我们如果真实的有智慧的。
But if we truly have wisdom,
你看到人们心里头所想的最低限度有两个大缺洞大破口在那里。
And you would think that, or you would know there are at least two big gaps or holes in man's heart.
头一件事情你是看到他们能说出宇宙里头许许多多的事情的物理现象。
And they can talk about the physics of the things in the universe.
也能说出在这里边的许许多多的化学的成分。
And they might be able to talk about the chemical components of these things.
但是你一碰到这个事情。
But as you encounter these things.
这些事情怎么来的？
How will these things come about?
它们的源头是什么？
What are the origins of these things?
他们就停住了。
Then they have to stop.
这是一个大破口。
And this is a great gap.
一个没有起头的事情的它怎么会平白在这里？
If things don't have a beginning, why would they appear?
当然我不是学科学的人，我没有办法解释这个。
And of course, I am not someone who studies science and I can explain it.
但是我能领会的，如果你只是看见那些物理现象、化学现象，或者是太空里边的那些存在物的那个维持彼此中间关系的那个现象。
And, but I know if you only focus on the matter of physics or chemistry, all those things, how they maintain the relationship with one another.
当然这些是非常聪明的人。
And of course, people study these are very smart.
但是在我们按照神的心思来看，这是他们对神的认识赶不上的第一个破口。
But for us, we know that this is the first shortcoming of them not knowing the matters of God.
那第二个破口是什么呢？
What is the second shortcoming?
好，那你现在发觉了许许多多的现象。
And now you discover many phenomena.
啊，你说哦，好了。如果地球发生什么难处，我们就迁到哪边去。
And I say, okay, if there's any problems on Earth, then we'll move.
因为这现在你已经常常从报纸上看到说，那是预约太空旅行的事。
And then, for instance, you might have read from newspaper that people who would pre-booked the journey to travel in space, and I always think about this. How do they go there?
他有命去，是不是保证有命回来？
And they can live to go there. Does it guarantee they can live and return?
根本是不可能。
It's impossible to live there.
你要说你的生命可以延长到，你说我现在要到火星去。
And say that you might say today I want to go to Mars.
那么从地球到火星，现在的仪器是需要多少时间
？So according to what we have now, how long would it take to travel to Mars？
你做一个来回的时候，一共要花了多少时间
？And for this round trip going back and forth, how many years would
you spend？ 你问不得不问，你有几岁命
？And you cannot but to ask how long can you live？
这就是一个很明显的大破口，但是人好像不觉得这有什么。
And this is very clearly a great breach or shortcoming, but people may not think much about it.
有发展的那个条件。
And men just look at they have the conditions to develop the wisdom.
但是主的话很清楚告诉我们。
But the word of the Lord clearly tells us.
认识耶和华是智慧的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That's why you need to worship him. To learn to praise him.
当然刚才我提了那110篇 是站在以色列的那个历史的背景来说这个话。
And as I mentioned earlier, Psalm 111 stands on the background of Israel's history.
所以我必须还加上一句话，你从111篇里边，你看到的是国度的那一个安排。
So I have to add this from Psalm 111, you see the arrangement of the kingdom.
但是你一看到112篇的时候呢
？But as you read Psalm 112.
主题没有改变。
The theme has not changed.
你们要赞美耶和华。
Praise the Lord.
敬畏耶和华，喜爱他命令的人，这个人是有福的。
How blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments.
那你往上面去看的时候
，But if you continue to read on,
你看到神在人中间做工的范围扩大了。
You see the boundary of God's work among men enlarges.
不只是在以色列这个范围。
It's not only limited to Israel.
而在全地，那么。大的范围了
But the boundary it has become all the earth.
那在全地这些人到中间
among all the men in the world,
人和人的关系就比较以色列人在埃及的人和人的关系复杂的多了
The relationship among men is more complicated than the relationship when the Israelites
were
in Egypt.
范围大了。
Because on one hand, the boundary has enlarged.
另外，人力聚集的更多了。
And also because men, there are more men living together.
当人一给有机会发展出来的时候
，When there's a chance for men to develop,
人的特点是什么
？What is the characteristic of the man?
如果他不是认识耶和华的人。
If these are not the ones who know
the Lord,
and they do not regard the fear of the Lord as the beginning of wisdom, then the nature of man is to just care for himself.
人每一个人都在那里专顾自己的时候
，If each man only cares for himself，
那你就产生人和人的关系的恶化。
It will bring forth the relationship among men being worse。
啊，人和人的那个关系，就成为每个人都成了我的敌人，那种心情。
Then the condition will become everyone is my enemy.
所以弟兄姊妹，你常常会看到这件事情。
So verses often you see this.
不管你在什么的环境里。
No matter under what circumstance.
你在公司里头做事也好。
Whether you're working in your company.
你在研究所里边去做事也好。
Or whether you're in a research lab.
你总看到人要在人中间争做头的那一种光景。
You always see man wants to be the first among men. That's very general.
我要升级。
And I want to rise above others.
但是你比我好像做得更好一点。在人眼中看来更好一点。
But seems like in men's eyes you are doing better than me.
而不把你挪开，我就没机会升级。
If I don't push you aside, then I cannot rise above you.
那就会怎么样呢
？So what will happen?
用什么？你自己去想象就好了。
Now you can imagine it yourself, brothers and sisters.
要么在老板的面前说你坏话。
Maybe they would say bad things about you.
要么就大事小事上找你的那个破口。来把你踩下去。
Or maybe you try to find your shortcomings in every matter.
就是人和人的关系。
But since this is a relationship among men.
就变得更复杂了。
And it has become more complex.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
你一看到，当神的恩惠一临到全地的时候，神的恩惠临到全地。
As the grace of the Lord comes upon all the land.
在地上就发生了一些问题。
Then there's something happened in the land.
我不是说每一个属主的人都会被带到这个地步。
And I'm not saying everyone who belongs to the Lord will be brought to this point.
我是说，在许多的信主的人中间，有相当部分的人，最低限度有相当部分的人，他们是被主带到一个地步。用人的话来讲，与世无争。
But I'm saying that among all the believers, there are quite some believers are brought by the Lord to a point that they would not strive for anything in the world.
你说与世无争怎么可能活下去？
And they said, if you're not competitive, you don't strive, how can you live?
你不管你自己。
Even if you don't care for yourself.
你要管你的儿女啊。
You still have to care for your children.
你想起一家人要吃饭。
When you think of, you have to feed your family.And your children need to be educated.
啊，你要能维持一个正常的生活。
And you need to maintain a normal living. And you need to labor.
那么，如果家里再有老一辈的人的话呢
？And if you still have some older generation in your family, then your burden will be even heavier.
所以，没办法不拼命的去找各种各样的方法来抬起你自己。
So you cannot help but to find all kinds of ways to uplift yourself.
但是这一批人，怎么他们可以不背这个重担
？But how come this group of people they can not have to bear this burden？
感谢主。
We thank the Lord。
因为这一批人有一个特点。
Because there's something special about this group.
那个特点是什么
？And what is their characteristic？
他们依靠耶和华。
They rely on the Lord。
他们赞美耶和华。
And they praise the Lord。
但是这样的人摆在世界上啊。是不受欢迎的。
But if you put this group of people in the world, they are not popular.
是不管你是出于什么原因。
No matter under what reason.
因为一碰到那个大的事情的时候，造成这一个属神的人在地上不成为人家欢迎的对象呢，原因。不是只有一个。
Because for this group of people belong to the Lord, that they are not welcome in the world, there are many reasons.
但是原则却是一个。
But there's only one principle.
你不表现你自己。
If you don't try to show yourself forth.
人家不觉得你是清高。
And people don't think you are very good.
人家会觉得你这样做。是众人是向其他的人反映我错。
And but by doing so, you are saying to other people that you're wrong.
那么结果呢？就把人和人的关系很非常艰难的调和在和睦里。
So it would be very difficult for you to maintain a harmonious relationship with men.
当人和人的关系是发生这样的难处的时候
，When such difficulty arises among men's relationship，
就有更多的工作在人的中间。
And Satan will have more works among men，
制造各种各样的难处，对着你这一批属神的人。
He will create all kinds of hardship for those who belong to the Lord。
那你怎么走过来呢
？And how can you go through this？ Thank the Lord。
112篇里边就说到了。
Psalm 112 tells us,
这是属神的人，这是以神的智慧，以敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端的这样的人。
And this group of people, for them, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
就好像成了许许。成了在人中间不太受欢迎的人。
And it seems like they have become those who are not welcome by the world.
世上各种各样的人物，他们用各种各样不同的事情来给这些寻求敬畏神的人来为难。
And the people of the world will give hardship to those who try to fear the Lord.
如果要举这实际的例子太多了
，and there are so too many examples to give，
不好举
，and so we won't go into it。
举出来会得罪一些人
，and if we give examples, we may offend some people。
但是你知道这个事情就好
，but as long as you know about this。
但是你既然这样，我要做一个赞美神的人，但是我做一个赞美神的人，招揽的结果是在我在地上就遇见了许许多多的。
So you say that I want to become someone who prays the Lord, but as I am someone who prays the Lord, I will encounter all kinds of hardships in the world.
那我怎么能走下去？
Then how can I go on?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看到一件事。
And you see one thing.
十二章这里是重在，一个重点就是说， 你要敬畏神，要做一个赞美神的人，一个完全承认神的智慧是高于一切的人。
If you want to become someone who fears the Lord and praise the Lord and confess that He is the utmost in the world,
那你就留意到一件事情。
Then you will see one thing.
你有一个保护。
There is a protection.
你有一个非常有保证的扶持。
And you have this support that is full of assurance.
那我提一句，提一个地方给弟兄姊妹你留意就好了。
And let me point out this place for brothers and sisters to take note of.
第四节开始。
Beginning from verse 4.
正直人在黑暗中有光，向他发现，他有恩惠，有怜悯，有公义。施恩与人，借贷与人的，这人事情顺利。他被审判的时候，要受明自己的冤，他永不动摇。义人被纪念，直到永远。
And we just read from verse 4 to verse 6.
那弟兄姊妹，我中这个中心的留意的，不是说到那个具体的事物陈列出来的。
And what we want to pay attention to is not those practical matters that are laid out.
那个事物陈列出来是说出实际的光景，是这样在外面来进行。
And the matters that are laid out is to tell us how things are going forth outwardly.
而实在这些事情所要引出来的那句话呢？
But in reality, what these things are bringing forth
是回到诗篇第一篇的那一个最基本的原则里。
Is to return to the very basic principle that is in Psalm 1.
那就是第六节里边所说的。
In Psalm 111, verse 6.
他永不动摇，义人被纪念直到永远，他不怕羞恶的信息。他心坚定依靠耶和华，他心确定总不惧怕。
It's Psalm 112 from verse 6 to verse 8.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个是你能在复复杂杂的人间里头享用安息的，又显明神的见证的一个很严肃的光照。
And this is a very solemn enlightenment for us to be able to enjoy rest and be a testimony in this complicated world.
那用简单的一句话来说，你若是这样的向着神，神也就用他格外的恩典来把你围绕起来。
And to put simply, if you are in such a condition toward God, God would surround you with special grace.
神纪念你。
God remembers you.
不仅是纪念你，如果是为了神的造就的话，他会给你解开那一些困扰。
And if it's for God's edification, He will solve all those problems for you.
如果他允许你在那一个困扰的里边，而是为了神自己的见证的显明。
But if he allows for you to stay in your problems, it is for the manifestation of his testimony.
神就给你完全的扶持。
Then God will give you complete support.
我们感谢我们的主。
And we thank our Lord.
所以你就留意到，在112篇的里边，是把神的救赎的恩典在地上边传开来的时候所引发的属神的人和世界所产生的不和谐。
So we see as the redemption grace of God is spread in the world, it will create a conflict between those who belong to Him and those who don't belong to Him.
这些不和谐虽然是好像叫人感觉有恐惧，有惊慌。
Even though this kind of conflict might cause men to fear.
但神说，我必扶持你们。
But God said that I will I will provide, I will support you for sure.
我必叫你在神的面前永远蒙自念。
And I will cause you to be forever remembered by God.
那弟兄姊妹，你一看到这末了，一说到那个这一个结局的时候，他就用恶人和义人这两个词就跑出来了。
And as we see at the end, God is using these two terms again, the wicked and the righteous.
我想弟兄姊妹不必要再问什么谁是义人谁是恶人。
And I think brothers and sisters don't need to ask anymore who are the wicked and who are the righteous.
你留意到第一篇的时候你就知道了。
And when you look at Psalm 1, you will know.
跟随主顺服主的是义人。
Those who follow the Lord, who are submissive to the Lord, those are the righteous.
拒绝主。
Those who reject the Lord.
背弃主的。
And they go against the Lord. They forsake the Lord. They are the wicked.
不再回去留意这一点。
And we won't go back and study them again.
我所要留意的呢。
So what we want to pay attention to.
就是说到我们活在义里边，我们懂得常常赞美神。
And as we live in righteousness, we know to praise the Lord often.
那些不活在义里边的，
those who don't live in righteousness,
他们常常是与神作对头的。
Often they are in opposition.
虽然在这个复杂的情形的底下，
even though under this complicated circumstance,
神在这些认定神是可纪念可赞美的人的身上，
And for those who confess that God is to be forever remembered and to be forever praised,
除了叫他们享用安息以外，
besides letting them enjoy peace,
他还让他们看见一个事情。
He also lets them see one thing.
什么事呢？
And what is it?
恶人他要作恶，就随他作恶去吧。
If the wicked wants to be wicked, let them be.
等到审判的时候，
Until the day of judgment,
你们就看见这一批人落在 神的审判的底下给除灭。
And this group of people will be under God's judgment and they will be put to an end.
那么然后前面还有一百一十三篇啊。
And then there's Psalm 113.
那经过了以色列的背景和这一个福音时代的背景。
And after the background of Israel, also the period of the gospel.
那么就引出一个什么的最后的结局来的。
And what kind of final
result? 这个是重要了。
And this is very important.
这三篇合在一起的诗篇。是头两篇就说出神在不同的人中间所做的功，引出了那一个结果呢，是113篇。
And these three psalms together, the first two talks about the work of God upon people, and it brings forth Psalm 113.
所以到了113篇这一篇诗篇一开头的时候
，So in the beginning of Psalm
113, 你看到他的他的那个他最主要的那个中心点是在哪
？And you will see where the main focal point is.
头两篇你们要赞美耶和华。
The first two says praise the Lord.
接下来的第三篇呢
？And in 113,
重复的在哪里说的？你们要赞美耶和华。
It repeats to say praise the Lord.
说了几次
？How many times does it mention?
三次。
Three times.
那以上的两篇是一次。
For the other two is one time.
这第三篇的时候的三次。
And here the third one is three times.
什么意思
？What does that mean?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因为神所要做的，到了第三篇的那个时刻，神做好了。
Because what God is to do when it comes to this third one, God has accomplished.
神的名字不管带到什么地方高举起来。
No matter where God's name is exalted.
一切接触到神的人都服下来了。
All those who can encounter God, they will submit.
那么因此我们所就留意到了。
So we see this.
113篇。
Psalm 113.
那是说到 敬畏神说到神当受敬拜的那一件事情。
It mentions about the matter of the God deserving worship.
怎么成就在万有里？
How is it accomplished among all things?
它就不是单单是只是说到在以色列人中间。
So it's not only among the Israelites.
也不是单单说到在全地的人中间，其中特别是在教会的中间。
And it's not only mentioned about among all men, especially in the church.
而是要引到113篇。
But it brings forth Psalm 103.
这个113篇是和一个成熟的教会发生直接的关系。
And Psalm 103 has a direct relationship with a mature church.
那当我们这样来留意的时候，
As we pay attention to it this way,
我们必须要承认一件事。
We have to acknowledge one thing.
教会在全地上来说是少数人。
The church among the whole world is just a small part.
不是多数人。
It's only a few, not the majority.
完全按着神的心意来跟随主的，在基督教里边也是少数的人。
And among Christianity is only a few who would follow completely according to God's will.
基督教在表面上来说真正跟随主的人并不多。
Among Christianity, those who truly follow the Lord is not that many.
当然这个话我们提出来的时候就牵连上教会的得胜者的问题。
And of course, these words are mentioning about the overcomers of the church.
为什么我们是特别重视这一个呢？
Why would we place so much emphasis on this?
因为神重视这一个。
Because it is highly regarded in God's eyes.
一个做工的法则在那里。
And God has set this law of work.
全教会是要被带进荣耀丰富里。
The entire church will be brought into His glorious abundance.
但是全教会的成熟，却不是一下子就到了那个完满的结果。
But the maturation of the entire church does not come to fruition in one instant.
那这样，神的荣耀的旨意如何能完成呢？
Then how can the glorious will of God be accomplished?
全地、全宇宙、万有都在那里要敬拜神的这个事情，怎么可以做成功呢？
And how can it accomplish that all the world, all the creation will be worshiping God?
在旧约里头没有提到这方面事情太多。
And there's not many places in Old Testament that mention about this.
但是我们在新约里头的人，我们很清楚知道。
But for those of us in the New Testament time, we know this.
教会全教会都得以成熟，那是必然的结果。
The whole church will come to a point that she's mature, that would come about for sure.
但是这一个必然的结果的完全显出来有阶段性。
But for this point, this maturation to manifest, there are stages of it.
那个阶段性是什么？
What are the stages?
神先吸引到一批教会的得胜者。
God first draw a group of overcomers in the church.
然后借着教会的得胜者，把神的荣耀丰富带进教会。
And then through the overcomers, they bring God's glory and abundance into the church.
成为教会生命长成的那一个印证。
And they become the proof of the maturation of the church.
那所以是当教会已经长大成人的时候，
So as the church is mature,
乃是那少数的得胜者所带来的结果。
And this is the outcome of this few overcomers.
因为他们是把基督的丰满接过来成为教会的丰满。
Because they have received the abundance of Christ as the abundance of church.
我们平常碰到这个问题的时候，我们常常有一个错觉，我们以为得胜者就是个别人。
A lot of times we have this misconception. We think that the overcomers are just individuals.
我们看教会也好，常常看成是个别人。
And we look at the church as individuals.
但是不是的。
But it's not the case.
神看教会是一个整体。
Because the God looks at the church as a whole.
神看得胜者是这个整体里头的一个小集团。
And God looks at the overcomers as a small corporate within this church.
教会的成熟是经过得胜者，然后因着得胜者的成熟，就把全教会也带进完全成熟的那个光景里。
And the maturing of the church depends on the overcomers, and the overcomers will bring forth the maturing of the church. And in Old Testament, it's not mentioned that much.
就是提这个事情。
But in Psalm 113, it mentions here.
因为你一有留意到里面那个那个要称赞美神的那个内容啊，是加强了。
Because we see there's an emphasis on the content of praising the Lord.
那个催促啊，加强了。
And the urging is emphasized.
你们要赞美耶和华。
Praise the Lord.
你们要赞美耶和华，这样叫赞美耶和华。
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
为什么？
And why is that?
下边就说了。
It tells us in
下面说的是什么呢？
What does it tell us in the following text?
那弟兄姊妹们，用不着解说的，你一留意你就知道了。
And we don't even have to explain it. As you read it, you know.
从今时直到永远。
From now to forevermore.
从日出之地到日落之处。
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
耶和华的名是应当称赞美的。
The name of the Lord is to be praised.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
从今时直到永远。
From this time forth and forever.
这个是时间的问题。
This is a matter of time.
从日出之地到日落之处。
From the rising of the sun to a setting.
这个是什么？
What is this?
这个是范围的问题。
This is a matter of boundary.
那这样的事情
So this kind of matter
出现的时候
When this happened
是什么时候才会有这种光景？
And when would this kind of condition happen?
现在你看不到这个光景。
And we don't see it now.
从今时直到永远，神的名是永远得称颂的，这个是从今时你只能看见局部。
From this time forth and forever, the name of the Lord is to be praised, but for the time being, we can only see it partially.
从神得称赞的这一件事情来看，你看到永远了。
From the matter of the Lord being praised, we can see into eternity.
但是你不管这个时间和那个范围的空间的那一个分别是怎么样？
So no matter what kind of time and space are we talking about,
神做一件事。
God is there to do one thing.
做到有一天。
He will do this until one day.
从现今一直到永远。
From this time forth and forever.
神的名是应当受称颂。
God's name is to be praised.
同时神也做了一件事。
At the same time, God does another thing.
从日出之处到日落之地。
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
这个是时空间的问题。
This is a matter of space.
简单一句话来说叫全地。
To put it simply, is all the world.
全地都有一个共同的显明。
All the earth, there's a common manifestation. What is there to manifest?
耶和华是应当称颂的。
That the Lord is to be praised.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当我们读到这些话的时候。
As we read these words.
你没有办法不想，我不能。你不下这个这个领会。
And you cannot but to have this understanding.
什么时候有这件事？
When will this appear?
现在没有。
It's not today.
要不这个事情明显的摆出来。
For this matter to be laid out evidently.
什么时候才有？
When will that happen?
国度的时候开始。
It begins in the time of the kingdom.
直到永远，那就是新天新地也包括在里头。
Until forever, which means includes the new heaven and new earth.
这个就是一个非常非常不得了的大事。
Brothers and sisters, this is a tremendous thing.
这个是关乎神的永远的旨意，完全的成就的那个结果。
It has to do with the outcome of the complete accomplishment of God's eternal will. We thank our God.
这是从主手中的工作。所引出我们要赞美耶和华。
This is from the work in God's hands to bring forth the fact that we need to praise the Lord.
但是重要的呢，是神的本身。
But what's important is God Himself.
第四节
，verse four，
耶和华超乎万民之上，他的荣耀高过诸天，谁像耶和华我们的神呢？他坐在至高之处。自己谦卑观看天上地下的事。
We just read from verse 4 to verse 6.
弟兄姊妹，这话真是不太容易说得清楚。
And these words are not easy to explain.
但是我们能领会。
But we can understand.
在我们平常一般简单的思想上面来说，我们所能接触的天地。
For us, what we can understand in our mind, what we encounter is the heaven and the earth.
但是在神的那一个做工的那个计划里头，天和地不是那么小。
In God's plan, in His work, the heaven and earth, they are not that small.
其实这个事实在创世纪第一章一开始就已经是。说明了。
Actually, this is explained in the beginning of the book of Genesis.
神说到天是诸天。
When God mentioned about the heavens, it's multiple heavens.
神说到地的就是指着这个地球。
And when God mentioned about the earth, it is talking about the earth itself.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
一到了那个到了新天新地的时候，到了国度的时候。
When it comes to the new heaven and new earth, the time of the kingdom.
我们就很。每一个人在那个时候都很清楚看到一件事。
Everyone will see one thing very clearly.
天
The heaven.
是万有存在的那个环境。
Is the environment where all exists.
我们的地球只是当中的一个小点。
Our earth is just a very small point.
所以在这里就说天它的荣耀高过高诸天。
That's why it says the Lord is high above all His glory is above all heaven.
诸天这个观念在我们心思里头没有办法能建立得起来的。
And it is hard for us to understand about the concept of multiple heavens.
就是现在的那个怎么说现在那个研究太空的那个仪器啊，比方好像说那个哈勃望远镜啊，或是更厉害的望远镜，它能看到宇宙里面许许多多的地方，但是还没有包括的一进这里所说的神的荣耀高过诸天。
So even today, the advanced instruments that we can use to study the heaven, the universe, including the Hubble telescope, we can still not come to this concept about his glories about the heavens.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
当神的工作一完毕的时候。
When God's work is done.
全宇宙，整个的万有。
The whole universe.All creations
都要伏在神的荣耀的作为的底下。
Will all submit and prostrate before the glorious work of God?
那这是说到那个整个万有跟神的关系。
And this is referring to the relationship between all creations and God.
那重要的是什么呢？
But what is important?
这个关系怎么能建立起来？
Is that how this relationship is built up?
那就是神工作的。记录了。
It is by the recording of God's work.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神是荣耀超过诸天。
God's glory is above all the heavens.
但是他却降卑自己。
But he humbled himself.
来到地上。
And he came to the world.
去体恤，去体贴人，去挽回人，去救赎人。
To care for men and to be mindful of men and to redeem men and to save men.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意这几句话就好。
And brothers, take note of these verses.
那第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节是接着第三节来的了。神的荣耀是高过诸天。
Verse 4 connects with verse 3 that the Lord, its glory is about all the heavens.
指出耶和华。
And then it talks about the Lord.
谁像耶和华我们的神。
Who is like the Lord our God?
那这个神和我们的关系，弟兄姊妹自己去体会他就好。
And brothers and sisters, you can understand God's relationship with us.
在这里特别提到他跟我们的关系。
Here especially mentions about his relationship with us.
他坐在至高之处。
Who is enthroned on high.
自己谦卑观看天上地下的事。
Who humbled himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth.
天上地上的事他全都在那里管理着。
He is reigning over all the things in heaven and in earth.
但是这里就特别把神和人的那个关系突出来记录了一下。
But here it makes special mention about God's relationship with man.
什么样呢？
And how was this?
他从灰尘里抬举贫寒人，从粪堆中提拔穷乏人，使他们与王子同坐，就是与本国的王子同坐。什么意思？
He raises the poor and lifts up the needy. What does that mean?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
一节圣经把神付代价完成那个救赎。把人提升回到神要人原来站立的地方。
And this verse tells us that God paid the price and finished the redemption and to bring man back to his original position.
我们都是贫穷人。
We are all the needy.
我们都是穷乏人。
And we are the poor.
如果站在神的够圣洁公义神的权柄能来看，我们这些人与神作对的人在神面前算的是什么？
If we consider God's righteousness, holiness and his power, who are we standing before God?
但是感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
他降卑他自己。
That he humbles himself.
到人的中间来。
And to come among men.
他让穷乏人、贫穷人和穷乏人都得以高举。
Then, and he lifts up the poor and the needy.
高举到一个什么的地步呢？
And to what extent?
与王子同坐。
And to make them sit with princes.
就是本国的王子。
With the princes of his people. And who is this?
很明显那是说的，这是神的儿子。
And very clearly, it is referring to the Son of God.
因为在救赎的里边，神把我们不就是带到一个蒙恩得救赦罪成为圣洁的地步。
And God's redemption, not only did he save us that we can depart from sin and a sin is forgiven.
并且把我们也放在与他的儿子同等的地位。
But he places in the equal position with his son.
所以我们在新约圣经里边就读到了在基督里。
So that's why in the New Testament we read about in Christ.
也读到了基督在我们里。
And also read that Christ is in us.
你看，旧约的时候神就在那里宣告了这样的一个结果。
But here already in the Old Testament God has proclaimed this result.
我们这些贫乏人、贫穷人，神把我们带到一个地步，如同神的儿子一样。
We are the poor and needy, but God has raised us up to a point that we are like His Son.
这个是一个很重要的点。
And this is a very important point.
还有一个更重要的点。
But that's another even more important point.
错了的那一节。
The last verse.
弟兄姊妹们，如果主不开我们的窍，我们很难懂。
My sisters, if the God doesn't open our understanding, it's hard for us to understand.
这是很平凡的事吧。
And we might say this is a very ordinary thing.
因为这那里就说到什么呢？
Because what does it say here? Verse 9.
那节。
The last verse.
他使不能生育的妇人安居家中，为多子的乐母， 你们要赞美耶和华。
He makes a barren woman abide in a house and as a joyful mother of children, praise the Lord.
这个事情值得赞美耶和华吗？
So does this matter worth praising the Lord?
没有那么大的事吧。
It's not such a great matter.
一个不能生育的妇人，她会生育了。Now, 你们赞美耶和华。
And for a barren woman to be able to bear children, now then you praise the Lord.
如果你这样去留意的话，你没有抓到神的那个心思。
If you look at it this way, then you are not grabbing hold of God's heart.
你不能离开上文所说，我们本来是贫穷人，本来是缺乏的人，现在我们已经成了王子。坐在王子的地位上。
Because you cannot separate this from the text above that we were the poor and needy, now we're seated with the princes.
然后才接上这一句话。
And then this verse comes about.
那你就知道这句话不是那么简单。
Then you would understand this verse is not that simple.
你当然，你从历史上面的事情里，你会看到撒母耳的妈妈就是这样。就是这个见证了。
And of course, in history, you can see the testimony of the mother of Samuel.
我们中间的村姊妹也可以说是这样的见证了。
And a sister can also be a testimony.
不是说这些。
Oh, and we're not talking about this.
是说什么？
What are we talking about?
是说的。一个非常非常重要的事实。
It is mentioning about something very important.
为什么要赞美耶和华呢？
Why should we praise the Lord?
因为当人堕落了以后，
Because after man fall,
你吃的日子一定是
The day you eat of it, you surely die.
死了就没有你。
After you die, there's no more.
你就完了。
Then you come to an end.
但是在神的心思里头，我不要我们死。
But in God's heart, He does not want us to die.
就要我们不死的。
And how can He keep us from dying?
当然感谢主，那是救赎所做的工。
But of course, we thank the Lord. This is the work of redemption.
但是在救赎的里头，
But within,
有一件很非常非常有恩典又荣耀的事。
But within redemption, there's something that is full of grace and glory.
啊，比方说
，For example.
我当然就是我。
I am me.
你当然就是你。
And of course you are you.
那你我一天要离开这个地方。
And you and I one day will leave this place.
那你的生命还存留吧。
So would your life still
exist? 这个是实在很有意思。
And this is something very interesting.
按照我们的观念是，我不在的时候，我的生命也就完了。
According to our concept, if I no longer exist, then my life comes to an end.
那谁给我们看见
？But
我这个人的肉身可以暂时的完。
God's words let us see that our flesh can come to a temporary end.
但是我的生命不会完。
But my life will not end.
你说你生命在哪里
？And you might ask, where's your life?
我的生命在他那里。
And you say, my life is in the other person. Oh, in my daughter. My life is in my daughter.
人家说你他怎么知他你怎么知道他是你的女儿
？And you might ask, how do you know she's your daughter?
从前没有办法，现在有了。
And there's no way to tell before, but now we do.
验基因你就知道了。
And we can have a blood test or DNA test.
你要做这个工作你就知道了，他的生命是从我来的。
And then you do this thing, you know her life comes from me.
我不想去说这个。
And I won't go into detail.
但是我要借着这个事情，让弟兄姊妹的看到，在神现在那个救赎的旨意里头，是借着我们这些人做一个好大的事情，就是生命传生命。
But one thing that's important is that in God's redemption will, God wants us to do one thing is life, giving life.
你没有生命，就不会长出生命来。
Without life, life cannot grow.
你一定是有生命。
For sure, you have to have life.
你现在这个本体不在，但是你的生命是延长下去。
Even if your body doesn't exist, but your life continues.
那这是关乎到我们平常许多时候在属灵的服事上面所谓注意。为什么都还没有信主的人，我们不能给他成为？ 教会里头一个分子参与教会的服事。
And that has to do with spiritual services. This is why we cannot let some an unbeliever to participate in service. This is a matter of life.
他没有生命，你怎么叫他在那里做传递生命的事呢？
And if he doesn't have life, how can you call, ask him to do something that pass on life?
那么在这里最末了提到的一件事。
And here was mentioned at the end.
你们要赞美耶和华。
Praise the Lord.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为你是你们成了一个传递生命的人。
Because you have become one who would pass on life.
这是一面。
This is one side.
还有另外一面。
And that's another side.
什么呢？
And what is this?
你们是生命源头的见证人。
You are the witnesses of this origin of life.
你本来是贫穷人。
Originally, you are the poor.
你本来是在灰尘中的人。
You are sitting in dust.
现在你成了神的见证人。
Now you have become the witnesses of God.
算是神的生命的见证人。
You have become the witnesses of God's life.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你看看这一个我们的属灵身份上的转变。你不称赞耶和华，你还有什么可称赞？
When you see the change in our spiritual identity,What else can you do but to praise the Lord?
如果你不称赞耶和华，
If you don't praise the Lord,
你身上说可称赞的只有我自己。
What's left is to praise yourself.
这完全不是神做工的目的。
And this is completely not the purpose of God's work.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
神在我们身上做工。
God working in us.
做奇妙的工。
And he does a wonderful work.
叫我们这些不能生育的人成了传递生命的人。
And cause us who are originally barren to become someone who pass on life.
你让我们这些传递生命的人同时做了神的见证人。
And also for us who pass on life to become witnesses of God.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the
Lord. 主用着山在旧约的时候用了三篇的诗篇来确定一个事实，你们要赞美耶和华。
In the Old Testament, God uses three psalms to confirm this one fact. Praise the Lord.
那么到了新约的时候呢？
When it comes to the New Testament,
事情就更清楚
了。It's even more clear.
又不在诗篇的范围里，我也说到这里为止。
Because it's not within the boundary of the psalms, I will stop here.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我感谢你。
Well, we thank you.
因为在你手中的工作是何等的奇妙。
Because the work in your hands is so wonderful.
我们甚至连想也没想过的。
It's beyond what we can think about.
你从至高降到至卑。
From the highest, you come to the lowest.
你付出代价，把我们这些远离的人挽回到家中。
You pay the price to bring us who are far to your household.
我们向你低头敬拜。
We bow our head and worship you.
因为只有你能做成这样的事。
Because only you can do this.
我们在你面前没有别的可夸。
There's nothing we can boast about before you.
要夸的就是夸着你在我们身上所显明的救赎的荣耀的旨意。
But we can only boast of your glorious will of redemption in us.
你交出了你自己的儿子做代价。来换我们这些贫乏人回到你的家中。
You have gave up your son as an exchange for us who are so poor and needy to become members of your household.
我们向你低头敬拜。
We bow our head and worship you.
永远向你敬拜。
And forever we worship you.
因为你做了何等奇异的事在我们身上。
Because you have done such a miraculous thing in us.
我们要说敬拜赞美荣耀归于我们的父神和神的儿子耶稣基督。
And forever we say that worship and praise be to our Godfather and His Son, Jesus Christ.
直到永远。
Until eternity.
感谢赞美。
Thank you and praise you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In our Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.